Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Zayin Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be beginning Simen Tof Mem Gimel, which deals with the dinim of Chometz Be'er of Pesach Li'achar Shesh. We're talking about at what point does the Chometz become Asur, and what are the differences between before the fifth hour, the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, and then from Chatzos until the start of Pesach, and then, of course, on Pesach itself. All of these have different dinim in terms of the halacha of Chometz. So the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph, and he writes, Chometz mishei shos ulamala biyom yadalid osu bahanoa. From 6 hours and onwards, mishesh shos ulamala, on the Erev Pesach, the day of 14th of Nisan, Chometz is osu bahanoa. At that point in time, it is already osu bahanoa. And the Ramah adds, afilu chametzo shel eino yehudi, osu lehenos mimenu. And he brings down from the Tur and the Rivash that this is true even for the chametz of a non-Jewish person, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Va'asaruah chachomim shtei shos kodim. And the rabbis added an additional prohibition over here, that it should be osur from 2 hours before that. The hainu mitchilas shor chamishis, from the start of the fifth hour, the chometz already is forbidden. However, he says, umiyu, kol shor chamishis mutubano, but that's for eating purposes. But for hanah purposes, one is permitted to get hanah from the chometz for the entire fifth hour. And therefore, the major nafkamin of that is v'rashoy lemachul en yehudi, you can still sell it to a non-Jewish person during that time. Afilu harbi biyachad, and even if there's a lot that you're selling him at the same time, so shebavadai lo yuchlenu korem pesach, and certainly it won't be finished off, the guy will still own it. But since the guy owns it, it's not a problem. So that was a mouthful. So now let's go back and look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karton Aleph tells us that this din, that from the sixth hour and onwards, it's osur, is midoraisa. This is a true Torah prohibition, and it's based on the Gemara, V'yolef B'Gemara Midichsiv. The pasuk says, Lo Sochal Olov Chometz, meaning that at the time that the Korban Pesach can be brought, which is from the second half of the day, after Chatzos, you can start bringing the Korban Pesach. So, Kolomar, Al Korban HaPesach, when the Korban Pesach can be brought, the Kiblu Chazal, the Rod Shalomar, and this pasuk is telling us that Lo Sochal Chometz Mishoa Shiru'u Yelishchitas HaPesach. Chazal said, it's an Issa Darais over here, Lo Sochal Olov Chometz, when the Korban Pesach can be brought, i.e. after Chatzos, so then the Hainu Mechatzos Hayom Ve'elech, and thereafter until nightfall, Shu Bein Arbayim, that's the period of time called Bein Arbayim that the Korban Pesach can be brought, and therefore Mishah She'asu Ba'achila Asu Ba'Hanah, and since you can't eat the chametz at that point in time, Midoraisa, it's also Asu Ba'Hanah. However, there is one huge distinction. Achein Adayin Ein Al Alchiloso Chiyuv Kares Ad Halayla. So here we have our first major distinction. Chametz is prohibited after Chatzos, after the sixth hour, for a person to own it and to eat it. But the Isser of eating it is alive in the Torah at this point, Lo Sochal Olov Chometz, as opposed to once Pesach actually starts, then it's an Isser Kares, a much more stricter level of not being allowed to eat it, albeit both a Daraisa. The issue footnote number one brings down, Mitam Zeh, based upon this, Sha'ad HaLayla Lo Hechmiru Bo Chachomin Lesa Taruvaso B'mashu, therefore, there are other halachic ramifications over here in terms of a tarovis, a mixture, and as well, if the taste that the chometz puts in is a negative taste, it's a nosin tam lufgam, it blemishes the taste over here, so then there are different rules during this period of time of Erev Pesach when it's still awesome in the Raisa, but these rules don't apply, only they apply once Pesach actually starts, when there's an Isser of Kares. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein l'inyan b'ayiroa b'yamotzei, likewise the prohibition of owning chametz, hiskimu kama poskim, many of the poskim say, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 2, he brings this down the name of the Magid Avram, the Midamagid Mishnah, this is the Das of the Ravid, the Ma'aram, has brought down the Sefer Chok Yaakov, and they all say, the ain over b'masha masha chametz mishay shoz v'malo, kozman shelo igia yimei ha-pesach gufa, that you're not over here b'ayiroa b'yamotzei during this period of time as well. You're not allowed to have chametz in your possession during the 7 days of Pesach. And it says, you can't have it anywhere in your possession for those 7 days. Even though during the Yudalit in the afternoon, you may not be over by Yerah, by Yimotzei, nevertheless, over b'chol rega v'rega, shemashe chametz b'veso, al mitzvah aseh, the tashbisu so'or mibatechem. According to this opinion, while you may not be over the lav of Bayiroa Bayimotze, you are over the Issa Daraisa of you're supposed to get rid of your chametz, and you're over Tashbisu Sor Bimbotechem and Asay. Now, that is the Koyal Erev Pesach, Mishay Shosamal. That's from Chatzos and onward. That is the Issa over here of getting rid of your chametz over that if you have it in your possession, but you're not over Bayiroa Bayimotze, as the Gemara brings down, Kimavur Bishas. Now, if you continue looking in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Beis over here, he says, Mikol Mokom Lo Berira Hi. This din that we brought down, the name of these Kama Poskim, that's not agreed upon by everybody, because the opinion of Rashi in the Gemara in Bava Kama, and as well, the opinion of the Rabbeinu Hananel, they both hold not like this. And the Itter says, this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara over there, that there is an Isra of Bayiroa Bayimotze, Mishesh Lomala, from Chatzos and onwards, that there is an Isra Daraisa, a lot of Bayiroa Bayimotze, and therefore one should not take this opinion lightly, and one should certainly not own any of the chametz, not just not to be over the assay of Tashbisu, but that you should not take the chance that you're over, according to these Rishonim, the issue of Bayiroa Bayimotze. The issue footnote number two says, Ubishah Hashishas, during the sixth hour itself, Nechluku Achronim im Rashay L'shasos me'lahashbis as a chametz ad somach chatzos. Is there a requirement to get rid of it as soon as you possibly can, or as long as you're within that hour, you're okay? So this is a machlokas he brings down over here amongst the different poskim. He brings down the Prima Godim, who says, Shanira she'eno over b'shas hashishis isu b'chol rega v'rega shemashas chomitz, and not over every second over here. V'ah should be divrei Rashi, nira she'chay v'sofer b'tchila shazu. He says, even though you should get rid of it at the beginning of that hour, the Prima Godim says that from the other poskim, it's not mashma that way. And he brings down from the Shelos Teshuvas No de Yehuda, Shaladato, Lo Gazru Chachom Bishazu, Elo Isano. There's an Isano over here, Avokla Lo Chivu, Lahashbis Chomets, but you don't have to get rid of it until the end of the hour. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shechayev Lahashbisoso, Kvar Mitchilas Ashoashishis. He disagrees and says, no, you have to get rid of it from the beginning of the sixth hour, Vachorega, Varega, Shino Misasik, Lavaru. And if you're not actively involved in getting rid of it, you are over the mitzvah of Tashbisu midivrei sofer, according to the rabbis. And he says, likewise, l'inyan Erev Pesach achol b'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, that's going to be this coming year, and it's an unusual situation. And he brings that from Shulchan Aruch, shetov luvayr be'erev Shabbos esachomitz kodem chatzos. In that situation, even though over here, when you're doing it on Erev Shabbos, which is now the 13th, not the 14th, you still should try to do it before Chatzos as well. Because he says, lo plug, we don't make a distinction between Erev Pesach, Shechol Yosef Shabbos, so then you're burning the Chametz on Friday, which is Yud Gimel, versus a normal year when you burn it on your Dalet. The issue foot number three brings down, Uksha Chametz Nimtza, B'mokum Shebo Kvar Higia Chatzos Hayom. What happens if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and he has Chametz here in New York, or vice versa? So we've spoken about this previously as well. This is a big machlokus amongst the Chachamim, and there are opinions that say that you should be machmer over here and go like the opinion that says that whichever place it's present in earlier, where you are or where the chametz is, if that's already Pesach time, you should get rid of it by that time. There are others that are more lenient, ayin in the rest of this footnote, and as well we discussed this previously in the previous shiur. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Vafilu Chametzo of a Nochri is Osir. So he brings that from the Achronim. How does this apply to reyach of pas, the smell, the beautiful, delicious smell of baking bread, and it belongs to a non-Jewish person? So does this apply over here as well? So he brings that from the Chemed Moshe, who says that those achronim who hold that it's also to be meriach to the pas, he says he's not sure he agrees with them. He says, even a Yisrael's bread, you would be allowed to go and smell. Rachmana l'slan, if a Yisrael had over here bread that was owned by the Yisrael on Pesach, he says, Lefima de Kaimelo and the Yoredea, the Dover Sheino Omed Lereach Mutu Lariachbo, something that's not normally made for smelling purposes, you're allowed to smell. So he says this would apply to the Pas as well. That's the Chemed Moshe. But the Chavetz Chaim himself brings down, he's not sure. He says, Be'emes lo brira iko dovrze. He's not sure over here if bread is considered something that's not omed lereyach. And he says, go look in Shulchan Aruch over there in Simon Reish Tez Zayin, where there are different opinions brought down about this. And he says, look at the Vilna Gaon over there as well, who writes that Bechomitz bePesach isur b'mashu aminon recha milsa. That the Vilna Gaon is machmer over here and says that by Chomitz on Pesach, we're machmer over here even for the reyach. He brings down that there's another reason that you should be assuring it, and he says, because Shema Yavo Leochlo, if you smell this delicious bread, you may come to eat it. And he brings down as well that this is the opinion of the Rokeach too. And he says, includes Ubifrat Bechomitz Delo Bedila Mine Kula Shaiti. He says, this is especially true for something that you're used to using all year long, so certainly one shouldn't smell it on Pesach. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, there is an opinion that says that you have to make a bracha when you smell bread, but he says, even according to that opinion, you could argue, if you're specifically taking the bread to smell it, then you have to make a bracha on it, and therefore that you wouldn't be allowed to do on Pesach. But he brings down that the Shaar HaTzion says, im lo kein vadai shelo yivarach. The Shaar HaTzion there says that if a person is smelling bread, but he didn't intend to do so, then you wouldn't make a bracha. It's like kemisha nichnas l'cheder shemunochem b'basam. If you walk into a room that has fragrant or aromatic spices in it, you don't make a bracha. Eino tzorch l'varach, gam mitzkavi l'riach, even though you're intending to smell it. Because shein ha'basam imasuim l'riach, the purpose over there isn't to smell them. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is surprised at this, and he says, L'chora, b'mikrush eino notel ha'sapas b'yodo, l'chola deos ein iso lihanos mimeno b'pesach. According to this, he says, then everybody should say that you'd be allowed to go and smell the bread, because if you're just walking by and you smell it, you certainly wouldn't make a bracha on it over here. And he says as well that you weren't intending over here to take the bread in your hand and smell it. So therefore, he's surprised that anybody would say that it would be usher over here to smell this bread on Pesach. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis, where he says that the chametz of a nochri is also for you for the have hanah from. He says, because it doesn't say that your chametz you're not allowed to get hanah from. It says anybody's chametz. Elo chametz stama. Anybody's chametz, ben the Yisrael, ben the Akum, whether it's yours, or whether another Jews, or whether the guys. V'haidina, and this is the halacha. Ikaru huva beposkelin in Pesach. And this is brought down in regards to Chos Pesach. And the Ramah, Hetiko Hocha, the Ramah brings down over here, Lashmienu duhu adin da osu gam mishay shos lamala. This applies as well from the start of the sixth hour and onwards. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber told us that we add on two additional hours, stay shows kodem, and he says the reasoning is a tam mishum yom hameunan, because on a cloudy day, they didn't have atomic watches, they didn't have exact ways to tell the time, so it would all depend on where the sun was. And on a cloudy day, you couldn't necessarily tell, was the sun in the eastern sky or in the western sky, though the osu litos or stay shows. It's possible to be off by 2 hours, kiven shein shemesh sorachas, because the clouds are not allowing you to see the sun clearly shining. And he says, vafilu chomitz nuksha, and even this chomitz nuksha, which is not real chomitz, shu chomitz the rabbanon, it's only also the rabbanon, gam kin also beilu chashtei shows. The rabbis instituted this iser, even the rabbanon, during these 2 additional hours. The kosher and chomitz ayde teruvus, and certainly a mixture of chomitz as well. And he brings that for the Noda Yehuda, which was Noda Yehuda, Simon Chafalev, meiko bachilis nuksha b'shoa chamishas. He is more lenient and allows you to eat this during the 5th hour. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, ein lahaku b'zeh. Mishum shalochilku chacham medavid. The rabbis don't make such a distinction. V'chozman shechametz gomer aser, gam chametz nuksha aser. If chametz is aser, all chametz is aser. We don't make distinctions within different types of chametz. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet said, even if you're selling the guy during the 5th hour, you're allowed to, and even if you're selling him a lot, and he says, afilu dover shenikor shein baal of olav, and even if it's something that will still be remembered as, that's the Jew's chametz that the guy now has. Kigon shemocha otso shoyayin sraf. You sell him a whole cellar of liquor or whiskey that is chametz. Lo gazrinon shiach shedu shemocha lo yisrael bepesach. We aren't concerned over here that people are going to think that you sold it to him on Pesach. When they see kishiru ha'akum, machzeh ben Pesach, that you see the guy has all of the your whiskey on Pesach, nobody's going to think that you actually sold it to him on Pesach. Why? As long as you sold it to him when it's permissible time, before the 6th hour starts, so then it's okay. And he brings us down the name of the Achronim, as opposed to the opinion of the Bach that disagrees with this. Mechaber continues and he writes, if you'd likewise be allowed to give your chametz during the 5th hour to your animals, to the different types of animals that you may have, the domestic or the wild animals, or to birds that you may have. However, you have to make sure that they're going to eat it as opposed to they're hiding it away for later. And if you do see them leaving over anything, you do have to get rid of it. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot, hey, the din ze shayach gam ken kodem elu hashtei shows. This halacha that you give it to your animals is not only a din in the 2 hours before, but is even a din to milel yadalid ve'elech. Once the chiyav of biur chametz takes effect, if you want to get rid of it by giving it to your animals, you have to make sure that they're going to eat it. Shemuchuyav bevdik hasametz. At that point, you have an obligation to check, and therefore, muchuyav lizar b'zeh, you have to be careful about it from this point and on. The issue footnote number 5 says, Ulinyan chia bedika b'mokom shahaya bo vaday chametz va'opos mitzuyim sham. We've already discussed previously where you have definite chametz and you're giving it to your birds. We brought down in Simon Tov Lamed Gimel, Shaladas HaMakor Chayim, Einu Chayiv Livdok Shom, you can rely upon the birds eating it, unless Elam Keno Yashom Chometz Belel Yedalet Achar Shigiyiz Manar Bdika, unless the Chometz was still extant before the Bdika. If at that point you're Chayiv in Bdika, then you can't rely upon the fact that the birds will probably eat it. However, according to the Morgan Avram, Kol Shetok Shloshim Yom Kol Machag Hichlis Shom Es Chometz Yitochin Shchayiv Livdok Shom. He says, even if you brought Chometz there anytime within 30 days, so then you have to go check to make sure that the birds really ate it. The issue foot number 6 adds, and he says, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Memhei writes, Shekodim Zman Issa Mutal Lahashl Chometz B'mokum Shemitzuyim Ba'orvim. You can throw Chometz to the ravens over here. And he brings out from the Mishnah Berura, in the name of other Achronim, She'ein Heter Lashlicho Ela Berachov Shumokum Hefko. But you shouldn't do this except if you're doing it into the street where it's not really yours anymore. But you shouldn't do this in your own backyard, in your own courtyard. However, im kvar hishlich as a chametz b'chazir, if you did throw it into your courtyard, mikom mokum chayev livdok levar, then you got to go check to make sure that the birds really ate it, and if they didn't, you have to be levar it. Mechaber continues and writes, umitchilas shor shishis, from the start of the sixth hour, ulamala, and thereafterwards, asarua gam b'hanor. It's not only asar over here to eat, but it's even asar b'hanor. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, Gezeru Atu Shor Shvius, the Asa Benator Bahanor, because from the seventh hour, that's when the Issa Daraisa fully takes effect. That's Chatzos. The Alkain also Oz Lamachu Liakram, and therefore, at that point, you're not allowed to sell it to the Yakram anymore because you're not allowed to own it. The Lo Titan Lo Bimatana, you can't even give it to him as a Matana. The Lo Lachilu Behem Chayv Oven, you can't give it to your own animals over here because you're getting Hanor from it. Issue footnote number 8 says you can't even be mevatel at that point in time because ein biyad levatel, it doesn't belong to you anymore in halacha. It is osur, and therefore you aren't considered its owner. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds an additional point. Im yesh likbor meis be'erev Pesach b'boker, if Nebuch, somebody passes away in Erev Pesach, you have to bury them. So im yesh shos likavro v'yishor zman l'chilas chametz, if there'll be a time to bury him and still eat the chametz afterwards, so then yikbru hameis kodem achil, then you should bury the person before you eat. Doha einochon l'bnei ha'chabur l'echol kodem k'vur sameis, it's not property, you should eat before the burial takes place. Kimavur b'simen tof kuf chavav in the Taz in siv katan vav. However, v'imazman dochav, if you're pressed for time, v'efshat lo yishor zman l'chili, you won't have time to eat the chametz after the burial, then mutav lechol mikodem, then you're allowed to eat beforehand, ulekayim achar kach bir chametz zman, and then you can burn the chametz in the right time. V'achar kach yizatzu b'tzorach yikvorz mace, and then take care of the mace. And the Shaar HaTzion notes test, the Chafetz Chaim brings down, kidei shelo lovo achar kach lidei milchshol, because it leads to a problem over here, lechol chametz zman iser, if you delay. Because not everybody's going to want to fast all day, because if they don't have chametz, they may not have anything else to eat, and there's also problems with eating matzah, and therefore, it would be better in this situation, ein zeh bizoyin lemeis, if you eat before, and the yicholim achar kach l'sasik b'gvorso be mesinus karoy, because then you can eat it and beforehand, and be able to take care of the funeral in an appropriate fashion without rushing. The Mariel brings down another eitzah, that you should bring the mace to the cemetery and then go and eat and then go and bury him, but that's not the way that it's done nowadays, he says. The Ramal continues and he writes, Hagah uvishnas o'ibur, in a leap year, shayom aruch, so the days are longer around Pesach, to have more daylight hours, elu abar shos lefinyan hayom. Then you go and calculate it according to that time of the year. You can eat the chametz until a later point in time on the clock, which is still a third of the day. Brings us down from the Rambam as well from the Mariel. And he says, V'yeshomen, however, there is another opinion that says, Achtei Shos Kodem Chatzos. He brings down from the Truma Sedesh and know that you have to go and use the Shos Beinonios, the regular 60-minute hour, which we'll discuss more in the Mishnah Berurah. But first, let's look at Sivkot and Zayim, where he writes, Hainu, Delo Olam Chashvin and Layom Mishtei Mesere Shos. Every day is broken up into the 12 equal daylight hours. Umimela, but Yom Aruchim, as the daylight hours go longer, Mishar Mishos Gedolo, so the hours get longer. Lefiko, Pashnasa Iber, in a leap year, Mutu Lechol Achshus Ayom, you can still lead to a third of the day. It's more than going to be than a 60-minute hour. The hours are longer. It's going to be 5 hours to be a third of the day, not 4 hours. And he says, likewise, it worked the other way. The days are shorter. You nevertheless still divide it up into 12 equal parts. That are smaller. And you can't eat beyond a third of the day, even though it's less than 4 hours into the day. Sivkot and Chesed, Mishur says, the day starts from dawn until nightfall, when the stars come out, and Ken Kasu Harbi Achronim, this is the opinion usually attributed to the Mogen Avram and others, but he says, V'yesh Omrim, this is the opinion that's usually attributed to the Vilna Gaon, the Choshim Me'anetzacham Ereis Hashkia, from sunrise until sunset. V'yashlus Yom Mizeh, Hashir Yemutu Lecho Chom, it's until a third of this time you can still eat, V'ukul Abinyanenu, this is a longer period of time than the Morgan of Rama's time. The Das HaGroh Kamosim, this is the opinion of the Groh, or the Chatchila, Tov L'Hachmer K'der Rishona, one should be Machmer, according to the opinion of the Morgan of Rama, if one can. We still have Siv Tesedu. We'll do that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.